Well, a lot has changed since March 19th, when Governor Abbott issued his executive order to mitigate the spread of COVID-19, and the Fifth Court entered its first emergency order on that same day. And so since that time, we've had a skeleton crew of five daily at the court, and that includes staff attorneys and our chief clerk and our IT guy at the court. And so the rest of us have been working from home since that time, and I really had to kind of get up to speed on Zoom, and had to get a new monitor with a webcam. And I like to print my briefs out on paper. I'm old-fashioned that way because I'm a highlighter and I like to write notes. And so I've ordered a lot of paper and toner for my printer at home. And I've had to kind of learn how to structure my day. When this first started, I'd look up and it'd be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I still had more work to do, so my work days expanded into the evening hours, and that's not good because I didn't really have time to do much else. So I'm getting better at that and working hard to try to finish things by my regular time, like 5 o'clock, and so I can enjoy the evening with my husband and my dog and my cat, and take walks. So my colleagues and I communicate regularly, I would say daily. We are emailing each other, sometimes texting, this morning, or actually early afternoon, I had a Zoom conference with my panel members about our docket this week. And so we've had a number of those Zoom conferences with my colleagues. The staff attorneys participate in those as well. And we are in constant contact, emailing, texting about our cases or just life in general. And our court is hearing, all of its oral arguments on Zoom, not in person. I haven't had one yet, but I do have one scheduled for May the 27th. But our court has had at least three or four already, and a few more by the end of May. And I actually have participated in a simulated Zoom oral argument. I thought it went very well, and the ones that I've observed our court do, I thought it worked well for the advocates' arguments as well as the dialogue between the justices and the advocates. And as far as the procedure at our court changed a little bit with regard to scheduling a Zoom argument, the parties will get a letter letting them know that the argument has been scheduled on Zoom for a Zoom oral argument on a certain date. And approximately a week before the Zoom oral argument, the lawyers, the parties get an instruction sheet from our court, kind of go over the Zoom checklist. And that includes dress code, letting them know that dress code hasn't changed. Just be professional like you always are, as if we were in person. And as far as do I think this is a new normal for us working from remotely, I think it could be. I think that there's still a lot that we don't know this about this virus. I think there's a lot of apprehension about getting too many people in our court. We have a large court. We have over, including our UNT law clerks, we have 64 at our court. So it's a large court. I know that we're concerned about having too many people at the court at any certain time. So we're going to have to develop some kind of a plan, possibly, to have a limited number of people at the court every day. And as far as my staff attorneys, I think that they've done very well working remotely from home. I think they've been very productive. And in fact, one of them has 2-hour walks every day and thinks he's healthier than he ever has been. So there's some real positives through this, I think. And but I think the downside to working remotely and the social distancing for me is that I really miss seeing in person all the people at the court, because they're like my family, and they always have been. And we have lots of celebrations, birthdays and baby showers and lots of celebrations. So, and a lot of food we like to eat. So I miss all that.